Hi, this is a dictation for Terence Hales, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E-H-A-L-E-S. Date of service is 2/9/2026. Date of birth 9/27/1989. Date of accident 5/28/2025. Mr. Terence Hales is here for follow-up visit. He was involved in an automobile accident that happened on 5/28/2025. He was rear-ended as a restaurant driver. Since then, accident, he's been having often on headaches and pain in the neck, lower back, as well as some pain in the both shoulders and left knee. He has received a few intra-articular injections, 4 epidural injections, and patient do report 80% relief. However, his pain is still going on. According to him, his mood is bad, headaches are still present. And according to him, his panic and anxiety is diminished a little bit based on the patient and medications, and he's not seeing any psychiatrist or any other person. The patient reports that pain is around 10, usually 9 to 10. Neck pain is reported to be 8. Lower back pain is 10. Headaches are 8. And left knee pain is around 7. He reports occasional radiation of pain to the left arm, involvement of first and fourth finger. In addition, he has some stiffness, lower back pain, neck pain. Please review the ADLs and system review. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 118/90, pulse 75, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits. Dated 1/12/2026, dictation number 0216-039. Plan will be to review the maps. The labs were reviewed and we did not find any evidence of any medications. Patient is also visiting a probation department. He wants to bring a laboratory report from there. No narcotics are provided today. They are on hold. A patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain. Tylenol with codeine number 4 PRN every 12 hours for pain. Elevel 50 mg PRN. 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day, and lidocaine ointment provided. Later on, the patient returned the bottle of Tylenol codeine, so that should not be considered, and it was deleted from the system. The patient will be seen after, once he provides a proof of his laboratory being positive for opiates. Thank you.